A healthcare worker in West Virginia just completed his 21-day monitoring period after a month in Liberia. Epidemiologist Scott Laney works for the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health in Morgantown. NIOSH is a branch for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and sends people all over the world to investigate diseases. Scott Laney came to Morgantown 6 years ago to investigate the respiratory health of coal miners, but as things continued to escalate with the Ebola epidemic in Africa, he felt duty-bound to volunteer in relief efforts. Laney has a background in infectious diseases, molecular epidemiology, and tumor virology. Before being recruited to NIOSH in 2008, he was part of the Epidemic Intelligence Service in 2006, a CDC program.
So these are really the disease detectives that are on the front line of outbreak investigations in the United States and internationally for CDC. And so I was in that program for 2 years and then got recruited to come to NIOSH. Seeing the magnitude of this Ebola situation certainly was important for me to volunteer to do what I could.
Laney volunteered in August. 2 weeks later, he was on a plane to Liberia. Laney spent the first 3 or 4 days in the capital city of Monrovia designing case control studies for healthcare workers to help figure out exactly why so many healthcare workers are falling ill. Then he spent a lot of October in the rural western county of Bong. He was among the first healthcare workers to visit the region.
I had some expectations of what I might see when I went. There's really nothing like being on the ground and finding people who are sick in the woods who have to walk 2 hours out with severe Ebola. And so we were assisting with that sort of response.
Laney's work was part of the effort to get a real idea of how many people are being affected by the disease. In March of this year, the first Ebola infection was recorded in Liberia. To date, the CDC reports over 6,000 cases and over 2,000 deaths. Laney would go out and visit communities and log records of all of his experiences, everything from cultural interactions and observations to observing burial techniques. Laney says he encountered a culture steeped in a terrifying epidemic with all the tragedy and discord that comes with it. But the only thing about his experience that surprised him was discovering, upon his return home 21 days ago, how the American public and politicians were responding to people like him, healthcare workers, returning home.
I had been in Liberia for a month. I didn't really have cell service. I didn't have any connection to the internet except for reporting what I saw back to Monrovia. And so I missed a lot of the media coverage while I was in country. Mm-hmm.
Laney was screened before he left Liberia, then again upon entering the U.S., and again at the CDC. Finally, he made his way home to his young family in Preston County. He didn't really have a hard time, but the story is different for many of his colleagues. The CDC just released recommendations detailing appropriate measures to take to monitor health workers who have been working around Ebola. For the past 21 days, Laney has been recording and reporting daily temperature and system assessments, and he'll send the final log to his superiors at NIOSH. The CDC also just drafted several letters for CDC employees returning from Ebola-related deployments to give to family, community, and employers. The letters are designed to ease transition back home and into the workplace and to alleviate fears. Laney points out that no public health officials think any kind of involuntary quarantine of healthcare workers is necessary. Moreover, he believes it's misguided to treat people who have just experienced traumatic events in Africa like they are irresponsibly threatening community health.
And so that sort of inappropriate response is not going to help people want to volunteer to go to Africa if they know they go over there for a month and then they have to be virtually incarcerated here.
Laney also points out that his community in West Virginia, especially in Preston County, has been a reliable source of comfort and encouragement.
I hope that as West Virginians, we can continue to embrace the healthcare workers that are over there. Currently, there are EIS officers in Liberia and Sierra Leone that are from West Virginia and will be coming home soon. And so, you know, we need to treat them with the same sort of warmth that I was treated with when I arrived.
As to whether or not Laney will return to continue public health efforts in Africa, well, he says it's possible he'll go back in the spring. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.